Damien, you're very welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining me in studio.
Hi, Amber.
Great to have you here. So talk to us a little bit about this new software. But first of all, maybe what prompted you to develop it and to launch HR Buddy Manager?
Yeah, well, I suppose HR Buddy Manager is a software that we've developed about 8-9 months of a project. So it was started back around, at the beginning of this year in 2025. And I suppose what we've seen over the years in HR Buddy, working as HR consultants with our clients, you know, people are using different softwares, but I suppose everyone has an additional need, a different need, and so on. And we wanted to design our own software to suit what we've seen, I suppose, and what was coming to us from the market. Yeah. And what's important about HR Buddy Manager, I suppose, is a few of the features. First of all, it's modern, it's up to date, it's edgy, it uses AI Reader, for example, inside it. So it's using up to date technology, I suppose, to take away those admin hours, to put the information into the back end of the system. You know, you don't have to train people or have an IT degree. And that's the big thing. I wanted to design a software that wasn't going to be another headache inside in the business. Mm-hmm. The people that were using it, and indeed the workers and employees themselves, could use it easily. So like, if you can book a hotel on a booking website, if you can book a flight, which we're all well able to do, I don't think we can say that. So that it would be user friendly and easy to use, and put it to the market at a, you know, a reasonable cost and a competitive cost, and then save on admin hours. And I suppose we see what businesses want. We want them to achieve compliance. And I suppose businesses also, and the people we're working with, they're having, you know, kind of constant new laws and regulations being thrown at them. And businesses, I suppose, you know, they're busy enough, it's hard enough, and we wanted to bring a software to the market that can help them, that can make life easier. I mean, we have training, for example, with regards to compliance, regards to bullying, anti-bullying and harassment and diversity and inclusion training included inside for free in the platform. So things like that are very important. I suppose we looked at what the clients wanted and set about a project, then testing it ourselves inside an HR Buddy in our team to make sure that, you know, if it works for us and we know what works, we can make it work for the people who are going to use this software.
Fantastic. And it's great to have that insight as well, because I think that's really important when you are developing a specific tool or specific software, that you know, I suppose, you know the gap in the market, first of all, you know where it might be useful and how to kind of cater, I suppose, to those exact needs as well. So it's great to have that inside track, I suppose, and have it maybe come to fruition then, as it has done.
Yeah, and I worked with a fantastic team of website and app developers in Rovigo. So working with a team, kind of a very international team, and it's great to be able to do that nowadays as well. I used to hop on an online meeting every Tuesday and Thursday morning over the past kind of 6, 7, 8 months, working on this, building it bit by bit. And they were fantastic to work with. But I suppose the features that we wanted to try and get across and get in there are things like, you know, your rota planning, very important for businesses, obviously, certain industries in particular, maybe hospitality and retail and so on, where their shift planning, I suppose they often see maybe after 2 or 3 or even 6 months and 12 months that perhaps, you know, they're not getting their kind of manpower shift schedules right. Okay. Their payroll costs are too high, and that's eating into any potential profits in the business. And we all know what costs now, how tight things are. So we want people to get this right in real time. So inside an HR Buddy Manager, you can go in and do your rota planning, and it will show you your costs on your payroll for next week. So, you know, if you're looking to keep that at 30 or 35%, depending, and again, you know, you discuss these kind of things with your business accountants, and they tell you, you need to keep this at 30 to 35%. If you're scheduling, it'll show you you're at 40 and 45, and that's where you're going wrong, and you need to rethink things. And it's doing that ahead of time for you. I suppose the other thing is, we live in a very flexible world of work now. So with regards to remote working, hybrid working, the safety of your staff and so on, you know, geolocation tracking and IP based tracking is very, very important, not just from the point of view of tracking staff, and that's very, I suppose, something that's put across that, you know, it's tracking staff and so on, but it isn't. There is a, I suppose, a legal necessity from an employer's point of view, from a health and safety point of view, to know where your employees are and that they are safe. So all those functions are in there. Again, it's not something that you need training on. The system works for you. It's the best of technology, and it was very important, I think, to develop that and bring it to the market. And it's a product that we're very proud of.
Yeah, it sounds like it's fantastic, and it has loads of different aspects to it as well, which is brilliant. And I suppose, again, makes life a little bit easier for those HR managers, or for, you know, the heads of companies, will say, for example. I know you were saying kind of the aim of it, Damien, is kind of to help free up time, I suppose, and make things run a little bit smoother as well. And that's hugely important now as well, because as you mentioned, like, costs are just, you know, a massive aspect for businesses at the moment. But also, I suppose, especially for SMEs maybe as well, they've so much to do, and we're always saying it on this show, they're wearing so many different hats, because I suppose that's the nature of the business. So something like this is hugely valuable, I can imagine, to those type of businesses as well.
Yeah, I think so. Like, we see it all the time. I mean, the phone calls that you get from business owners throughout the county and throughout the country, I suppose very often they're ringing you, not when it's too late, but when things have already developed. Okay. And I suppose, you know, that's fine. We're there to help them. But ideally what you're saying to business owners is, do this ahead of time. Now, you can preach that all day long, but when you're a busy business owner, or if you're, you know, the financial manager inside the business, or the operations manager, you know, you have 200 things to do today. You're not going to get to all of them. And one of them will be people management admin, HR and employment law. So that's what we want from HR Buddy Manager as well. Mm-hmm. We want people to use this to cut the admin hours, to have the work done ahead of time, to have good communication with their staff. There's a communication broadcast messaging system inside there as well. And again, I suppose that's something that we didn't have to have there, but we felt it's important. So that people can cut the admin hours and get to the issues. And, you know, and very often things like issues coming up with regards to bullying and harassment, disagreements in the workplace and so on. And then speaking to people and finding out, you know, only half their workforce are trained, have had a training session in this. And, you know, I suppose straight away you're looking at non-compliance and it's too late and you can't go back. We put that in there for free inside in the software. So we wanted a product that makes life easier for business owners, and then when they're putting across to their staff, that it's easy to use for them as well. You know, again, you don't need an IT degree. You're not going to see frustrations with blockers inside the system. It's user friendly.
And that's an important aspect as well, isn't it? Because I suppose, like, you know, a lot of people will be very familiar with AI and will be using it on a daily basis in their business maybe. But for others, it does seem like a daunting thing, you know, and it's hard. So how does it work? Well, say if someone wants to use the software, like, what do they need to know?
Yeah, well, like, the AI reader only works in for certain functions where it's beneficial. And I suppose the whole thing with AI is, you know, there's two sides to it, like the internet, like social media and so on. There's going to be good sides and there's going to be bad sides. And, you know, the advice is, I suppose, use it for the good and for the positive. And, you know, don't go near the kind of bad stuff and get fooled and so on. But the AI is working as an AI reader inside an HR Buddy Manager. So I think this is the big thing. Look, the big thing that comes up all the time is contracts, documentation, compliance documentation, handbooks and so on, not being up to date, maybe being badly written in the first place, maybe not in existence at all, which is very dangerous, obviously, because it's complete negligence on the employer's part. Or maybe, you know, templates off the internet and all this kind of thing, which isn't advisable. You know, if you're furnishing an employee with a legal document, it needs to be able to hold. What the AI reader is doing in HR Buddy Manager is it can take existing contracts and then take the information from it and fill it into the back end of the system, okay, so that it makes sense. And if something is short there, well, then it's short and you will know it. If you don't have employment contracts, you can create the employment contract in the system itself. And the system has been set up to produce legally binding contracts with a fully legal software in the background for electronic signatures.
Fantastic, amazing. It does everything nearly by the sounds of it, which is brilliant to hear. You mentioned you were working at Damien for, I think it was 9 months, you said, a long time anyway. Are you delighted, I suppose, now that it's finally gotten to this point, I suppose, and that you can actually see, I suppose, what you had envisioned maybe all those months ago?
Yeah, well, it's been fantastic, in particular over the past month or so, for the team to kind of sit down and start using something that, you know, actually belongs to us and has the HR Buddy name in it. You know, we've been working with a number of different software providers and with different clients all over the country over the last number of years. So it's nice for the team to be able to own something. It's good, I suppose, to have our name in it and to say that we actually built this ourselves. We'll have to have a night out sometime soon, but we're too busy at the moment to organise that.
I can imagine. If anyone's listening, Damien, and they want to find out more about it maybe, or they want to get their hands in it for their own business and actually avail of the HR Buddy Manager, is it just a case of calling you at the office, or how do they do that?
Yeah, look, the easiest way is to, you know, go to our website, www.hrbuddy.ie. You'll see the HR Buddy Manager product there. You won't miss it. We made sure of that. But I suppose, you know, aside from the software as well, the thing about HR Buddy is it's flexible coverage, and, you know, our number one game is consultancy and giving the right expert advice to businesses and supporting them and giving that in a flexible way that supports businesses and keeping our business hats on. So that's the number one game, but we're delighted to now back it up with a product software that can help businesses and support businesses as well.
Absolutely. And I know, Damien, you're always very busy because, you know, HR is such an important part of businesses now as well. And I think we're always seeing different changes. And I know I've spoken to you in the past as well about different legislative changes that have been coming in and have been talked about and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So it's important that obviously people are on top of it and they know what those changes are. But it's also important to have the likes of yourselves there that are experts in the area and people can turn to you when they maybe aren't sure or they just want to be 100% sure and get clarity on a specific issue. It's hugely important that you are there.
Yeah, no, it is important. And look, we've always tried to be accessible, I suppose, and we are there for people and provide flexible coverage and work with businesses that are moving, you know, in one direction or another. But, you know, I suppose, again, I spoke earlier about business owners and people in operations, management and so on, always being so busy. So, you know, and if you leave things on the long finger, it creates trouble and it just creates more work for you. So it is good to have that outside support and we're glad to provide it. And if you look at things at the moment now, like, you know, pension auto enrolment and getting ready for that, very important to communicate with your staff. But it's now or even before now you need to be doing that. And it's the same thing with gender pay gap reporting. Again, that's something inside in the product software, HR Buddy Manager, that we wanted to provide as well to make it easy for people. But this month in November, any business with 50 employees or more needs to be producing their gender pay gap reporting now. So again, it's important to get these things done on time, and it probably makes sense to use expertise from the outside in an awful lot of cases for that.
It certainly does. No, absolutely. And I suppose as you look to maybe the start of next year, and I know you mentioned obviously the things people should be looking at now, but I suppose they're always probably thinking ahead as well, Damien.
Yeah.
Is there anything that, that business owners and managers should be doing at the moment, I suppose, to prepare, should I say, for the start of next year?
Yeah, well, you know, the auto enrolment is huge. Yeah. So, you know, make sure on that. And what I would say is communicate with your staff. Make sure your staff are clear on what's happening with regards to, you know, are they switching on to auto enrolment and so on. And communicate that as well. The communication is important, I suppose. Like, you don't want staff to think that this is something that has been forced upon you. It is now happening. Eventually, it was meant to happen for a long time, but this is a contribution that's been made by employers when they're switching on to auto enrolment. So that needs to be, I suppose, recognised as well and communicated in the right way. I think next June also is very important, Amber, because we are due to see a legislation change with regards to transparency, with regards to gender pay and so on as well. And that's a big one. I think that businesses should definitely sit down in the new year and get prepared for, you know, not next June or July because it's too late. So in the new year, if you can have a look at this new legislation, and if you want to contact us at HR Buddy, we're there to help you.
Brilliant. Well, Damien, it's been great to hear all about the new product and to hear, I suppose, the hard work that has gone in behind the scenes as well. But thanks so much for popping into studio to tell us all about it.
Pleasure, Amber. Thank you.